Jazz trumpeter Lee Morgan played in Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers for 3 years, starting in 1958. He had a jukebox hit in the mid-60s with The Sidewinder, a jazz tune with a rockish boogaloo beat. In 1972, he was fatally shot outside a New York nightclub. But before all that, jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Morgan was a precocious teenager who played trumpet ridiculously well. Kevin reviews a reissue of music Morgan recorded at age 18.
That's Benny Golson's jazz standard Whisper Not, recorded by Lee Morgan in December of 1956. Back then it was a brand new tune, but Morgan took a solo so assured and creative he might have been playing it for years. Morgan, showing that when you play the trumpet using a metal Harmon mute, you don't have to sound like Miles Davis. Morgan was a protege of Dizzy Gillespie and a great admirer of Clifford Brown, but this teenager already had something of his own to say. Morgan's lines are supple and lyrical, his rhythms dart this way and that, and I love that tuneful little quote from Pop Goes the Weasel. Whisper Not comes from the new reissue, Lee Morgan Volume 2, Sextet, from Blue Note. It's one more reminder what a golden age for jazz the 1950s was. Saxophonist Hank Mobley on Benny Golson's Latin Hangover. Golson wrote 4 of the 6 pieces on this album when he was just blossoming as a writer of catchy melodies that improvisers love to dig into. The sextet's pianist is Horace Silver, so one great jazz composer interprets another. Paul Chambers is on bass, Charlie Persips on drums, and little-known Kenny Rogers gets a nice beefy sound on alto sax. But this date really belongs to the leader. Even in a music blessed with trumpet prodigies, Lee Morgan was extra special. His confidence and ability to improvise striking phrases and string them into flowing statements would be extraordinary even if he hadn't been 18 and still growing. Morgan began recording only a month before this 1956 date, but in the intervening 30 days, he'd done 3 Hank Mobley sessions and cut a live album with Dizzy Gillespie's big band. 4 months later, he recorded another sextet date, just back out as Lee Morgan Volume 3. There, Benny Golson not only wrote the tunes, including a rapturous I Remember Clifford, but also plays excellent tenor saxophone. Though I'm a major Golson fan, I like Morgan's blend with the gruff Hank Mobley here even better. Still, it is a close call, and either way, you get lots of Lee Morgan in the 1950s. It doesn't get much better than that.
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. I'm Terry Gross.